farming family, which extended to grandparents, aunts and uncles, all who had part in my upbringing. All of my family were believers and from the start read the Bible to me and taught me Christian songs and how to pray. The church my family attended at this time baptised infants of believing parents by total immersion, in faith that God would call them in his time to respond to him for themselves. During my childhood, I learned from the start that I was a sinner and needed a saviour. And as I grew, my understanding matured and developed. But I am unable to pinpoint the exact date when I became a believer. It was more a growing awareness and closeness to Jesus as my saviour as the time went by. The church we attended as a family celebrated communion each week. And at the age of 12, I realised the next step was for me to take part in this. At 18, I met the man who was to become my husband during a family holiday in Kingsbridge. We were married when I was 19 and three girls followed, completing our family. In our early married life, we'd left the denomination we had both been brought up in and started attending the local evangelical church, where we served and worshipped for 50 years until we moved to Devon. During our time in Coventry, through happy times and sad times, we were aware of God's blessing and kindness towards us. We felt this especially when our two older girls committed their lives to Christ and asked to be baptised as believers. As we had both been baptised as infants, we believed this was now the time to be baptised as adult believers along with our two girls. The girls married and moved away from Coventry, one to Derbyshire, one to Northern Ireland, and the youngest one to Devon. As Mike turned 80, we wanted to be near one of the girls for support as we aged. With the options, you could understand why we chose Devon. During our years together, we'd often holidayed as a family in Devon and knew the area well. Ivybridge came to mind as it was close to our daughter and we had visited here before. When we viewed the second house in Ivybridge, we knew we had found our home. When we attended Ivybridge Baptist Church, we knew we had found our spiritual home. So thank you all for making us feel so welcome and part of the fellowship here.
Joyce has explained the reason for our relocation to Devon, so I won't repeat that any further. Our original thinking about finding a home, church, when we... Well, our plan was that we would be secret worshippers for a few months until we felt we'd found the church which God wanted us to join. God made it easy for us in that the first church we attended in March was this church. We immediately found that the warm welcome, fellowship and teaching here confirmed to us that this is where we should put down our roots. Joyce and myself were both born into loving and Christian families, although we both understood that this did not make us Christians. I became aware of my need of a personal commitment to follow Jesus at the age of 10, following a special gospel meeting held on a Tuesday evening, where the preacher spoke from Hebrews chapter 3, partway through verse 7. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. On the way home, I told my mother that I had been convicted of my need of my saviour. Following that, I was interviewed by an elder of the Brethren Assembly, which my family attended. I was formally accepted into fellowship, having been baptised by immersion as an infant. While my family home was Coventry, as Joyce has already said, her family home was a farm near the village of Shenstone, Lichfield. Our families met in 1961 here in Kingsbridge while on holiday. My brother and myself became good friends with Joyce's brother. Our families regularly met up. In 1965, when Joyce was 19 and I was 20, romance blossomed. We got engaged on my 21st birthday in June 1965 and were married on the 21st of December 1965. We set up home in Coventry, close to my work in the design office of Standard Motor Company, where apart from a 3-year stint spent working for Chrysler, I continue to be employed by the various owners of the company for over 40 years, predominantly as an exhaust emission engineer for Land Rover. We lived in the same house for 50 years prior to our move to Devon. As the family increased, we extended our house. Our first daughter was born in October 1966, followed by our second daughter in 1969 and our third daughter in 1973. We've been members of the same originally Brethren Assembly for 50 years. As with most Brethren Assemblies, the church evolved over the years, and really by the time we left was better described as an independent evangelical church known as Horsley Park Evangelical Church. We've been involved in the church life, serving in different capacities over the years, from Sunday school teaching, young children's club, eldership, trustee and treasurer. I would like to close by thanking everyone for your welcome, love and fellowship here at Iverbridge Baptist Church. Thank you very much. Thank you.